Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 106, verses 1 through 12. Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord because he is good, because his faithful love endures forever. Who could possibly repeat all of the Lord's mighty acts, or publicly recount all his praise? The people who uphold justice, who always do what is right, are truly happy. Remember me, Lord, with the favor you show your people. Visit me with your saving help, so I can experience the good things your chosen ones experience. So I can rejoice in the joy of your nation, so I can praise along with your possession. We have sinned right along with our ancestors. We've done what is wrong. We've acted wickedly. Our ancestors in Egypt didn't understand your wondrous works. They didn't remember how much faithful love you have. So they rebelled by the sea, at the Reed Sea, but God saved them for the sake of his good name. To make known his great power, God scolded the Reed Sea and it dried right up. He led them through the deeps like they were a dry desert. God saved them from hostile powers. He redeemed them from the power of the enemy. But the waters covered over their foes, not one of them survived. So our ancestors trusted God's words. They sang God's praises. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Leviticus 23, verses 15 through 22. You must count off 7 weeks, starting with the day after the Sabbath. The day you bring your bundle for the uplifted offering, these must be complete. You will count off 50 days, until the day after the seventh Sabbath. Then you must present a grain offering to the Lord. From wherever you live, you will bring 2 loaves of bread as an uplifted offering. These must be made of 2/10 of an ephah of choice flour, baked with leaven, as early produce to the Lord. Along with the bread, you must present 7 flawless 1-year-old lambs, 1 bull from the herd, and 2 rams. These will be an entirely burnt offering to the Lord, along with their grain offerings and drink offerings, as a food gift of soothing smell to the Lord. You must also offer 1 male goat as a purification offering, and 2 1-year-old lambs as a communal offering before the Lord. These will be holy to the Lord and will belong to the priest. On that very same day, you must make a proclamation. It will be a holy occasion for you. You must not do any job-related work. This is a permanent rule. Wherever you live throughout your future generations, when you harvest your land's produce, you must not harvest all the way to the edge of your field. And don't gather every remaining bit of your harvest. Leave these items for the poor and the immigrant. I am the Lord your God. Today's New Testament reading comes from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. But we always must thank God for you, brothers and sisters, who are loved by God. This is because he chose you from the beginning to be the first crop of the harvest. This brought salvation through your dedication to God by the Spirit and through your belief in the truth. God called all of you through our good news so you could possess the honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold on to the traditions we taught you, whether we taught you in person or through our letter. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and a good hope. May he encourage your hearts and give you strength in every good thing you do or say. Today's gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 12. Don't judge so that you won't be judged. You'll receive the same judgment you give. Whatever you deal out will be dealt out to you. Why do you see the splinter that's in your brother's or sister's eye, but don't notice the log in your own eye? How can you say to your brother or sister, "Let me take the splinter out of your eye," when there's a log in your eye? You deceive yourself. First take the log out of your eye, and then you'll see clearly to take the splinter out of your brother's or sister's eye. Don't give holy things to dogs, and don't throw your pearls in front of pigs. They will stomp on the pearls, then turn around and attack you. Ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, whoever seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks the door is opened. Who among you will give your children a stone when they ask for bread, or give them a snake when they ask for fish? If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, you should treat people in the same way that you want people to treat you. This is the law and the prophets.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all the love ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless, where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness, where all the love I've ever found like a flood comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I go. And here my hope is found, here on holy ground, here I bow down, here I bow down, here arms open wide, here you saved my life, and here I bow down, here I bow at the cross, at the cross. I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. 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 Jesus.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from the end of the psalm that opened our time together, Psalm 106. Bless the Lord, the God of Israel, from forever ago to forever from now. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We'll see you back here on Monday. Or if you'd like to worship online with us this weekend, there's information about how to do that and a link that you can follow in the description of this episode. Whenever we see you next, we'll see you. Have a wonderful weekend. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was At the Cross, Love Ran Red, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.